Hello, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person I'm speaking with?
Hi, Harold. This is Sunshine. I have Julius, Carlin on the line.
Carlin. Alrighty, thank you. Hey, Julius,
Thank
how you
you.
doing today?
How's it going, bud?
Cannot complain. Cannot complain at all. My name is Harold. I'll be able to assist you further. I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No, sir.
Nope. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Yes.
Okay. And I do want to ask you, did you spray Roundup yourself?
Yes, I did.
You did. Were you ever diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that. When were you
It's
diagnosed
all
with?
good. I'm cancer-free now.
Hey, congratulations. How long you been in remission?
A couple of years now.
Couple of years. Congratulations. That's huge. When were you diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
The second week of October, 2021.
Anyone. And how many years did you spray Roundup?
About 8.
8 years.
Yeah, and I have a pretty big yard.
Do
So
you
I was doing the ditches and the sidewalks in the backyard and about twice a month.
about twice a month? I was just going to ask you, do you think you have more than 10 exposures? Ten, more than 10 times being exposed to the spray in your lifetime.
Yes, sir.
And did you spray Roundup 1 4 year prior to being diagnosed?
Yeah, I've been using it, like I said, pretty regular, twice a month for years.
When did you
And
start using it?
let's say March 2013.
Gotcha. And how old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
44.
44. Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
Have you had more than one diagnosis of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or just the one?
Just the one.
Just the one. And now, could I go ahead and get the property address that you sprayed the Roundup?
63445 Bayou, Bayou, Jacob, Jacob Road, Plaquemines, Plaquemines, Louisiana, 70704.
Thank you. And do you know of any other colleagues, neighbors who might have sprayed Roundup as well?
Not necessarily around me. They're
Gotcha.
pretty far off from where I'm at. I'm on a acre lot.
Gotcha. Wow. If you hear of anyone, who was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma after, spraying Roundup, just let me know. Give us a call and we might be able to help you out. Or help him out, them.
Absolutely.
And now you are a citizen of the United States, correct?
Yes, sir. I was born in Anchorage, Alaska.
Were you ever diagnosed with HIV, hepatitis C, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, lupus, diabetes, or arthritis?
No.
Nope. Were you ever diagnosed or have you ever had a organ transplant, an autoimmune disease, anything like that?
Nope.
Nope. And then have you ever had any other chemo, for any other cancer other than non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
No, sir.
And is there any family history of cancer?
No.
And then Julius, do you spell your how do you can you spell your name for me?
Julius, like Caesar, Julius, I-U-S.
Perfect. Okay. And then for your last name?
C-A-R-L-I-N, like George Carlin.
Gotcha. Thank you. Could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
I'm a male.
And are you married?
No.
And what is your date of birth?
February 22nd, 1977.
1977. And now for the last four of your social.
0915.
And how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your injuries?
Well, I was browsing through Facebook and I read the little flyer, and it was asking questions. And I just answered the question. I actually didn't know that there was a connection.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. And was that sometime this year that, you kind of started looking?
Well, when I stumbled across
the Facebook ad,
the little flyer thing, I just filled it out. You know
gotcha.
What I mean? I didn't have any expectations
of, anything. Yeah, it's a big thing. You know,
right.
It's huge. It's a huge lawsuit.
I'm in the country, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't really watch TV like that. I got a 15-year-old I'm taking care of. It was just like, hey.
Wow.
I just answered the questions and here we are talking.
Could I go ahead and get your height? How tall are you?
6 feet tall.
6 feet. And how much do you weigh?
240.
240. And now could I go ahead and get your property address?
63445 Bayou, B-A-Y-O-U, Jacob. J-A-C-O-B, Road, Plaquemine, P-L-A-Q-U-E-M-I-N-E, Louisiana, 7076.
Gotcha. So same property address you're living at now, same address you were spraying at.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha.
I live on my father's land.
Gotcha. Okay. And could I go ahead and get your email address?
My name, Julius Carlin, at gmail.com.
Okay. And then how many times would you say you used it a month?
At least twice a month.
Twice a month. And then you did spray Roundup one full year prior to you being diagnosed, correct? You started in 2013.
Yeah.
And when did you stop spraying Roundup?
When I started having difficulty breathing, coughing, chest pain, I stopped using it probably the end of September, like September 20th, 2021.
Gotcha. Did you use any protective gear?
I mean, I had the face covering, like a regular cloth mask.
Gotcha.
Gloves,
okay.
That sort of thing.
Gloves and stuff. Okay.
Yeah. Rubber boots.
And then
can I put you on hold for one brief second?
Yeah, absolutely.
Somebody just pulled in my yard. I see on my cameras. I got to tell them to hold on. I'll figure it out there.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, go ahead.
Give me one more. All right, I'm back.
Alrighty. And then you only sprayed Roundup in Louisiana, correct?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. And then you said you sprayed it about two times a week?
Twice a month.
Twice a month?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And then you did that for about 8 years. So would you say you've had about 192 times where you were exposed to Roundup in your lifetime? If you did the, two times 12 and everything. Gotcha. And then your property, is it near a water well or is it city water?
No, I'm a. I have water. I don't know what water well means.
Gotcha. Is it so? It's like, do you get water like from one of those like long wells that just extend down, and they have like a barrel or something that you kind of, you drop down and you get water out of?
Oh, no, I don't. We're connected to the city, I guess,
To the city.
would be the
Gotcha.
best
Okay.
way to say that.
Yep. Perfect. Perfect. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzenes, or Agent Orange?
No, sir.
Nope. And then the Roundup, did you use a concentrate or a premix?
I use the concentrate
Concentrate
in a
and
pump spray bottle.
pump spray bottle. Where would you typically get the Roundup?
Bayou Road Ace Hardware. I live on Bayou Jacob. There's an Ace Hardware store a few miles up the road.
Do you happen to have any receipts or any bottles just laying around?
I gotta look, I'm not sure.
Okay. If you do find anything, keep it safe. It'll kind of, help your case a little bit. So, and have you ever smoked?
No, sir.
And are you currently employed?
Yes, part time. I work for a nursing home. I bake I in the kitchen. I do like their cakes and cornbread and stuff like that.
Gotcha. What is
Dietary
the
stuff.
who would you what would you say is like your employer? Like the hospital? Who would you say?
It's a nursing, assisted living facility.
Gotcha. Do you have the address?
Right offhand, no, I don't.
Okay.
I know it's in Plaquemine. I couldn't.
Flagman.
Yeah, I literally just started this week.
Oh, really? No, congratulations on that.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's cool.
My cousin. It's a very small town. Very big family, and I know how to cook cornbread, so.
There you go. There you go. All righty. Let me ask you this. Have you lost any time from work because of any treatments or anything?
Well, there was a 13, 14-month period where I pretty much didn't do anything but the outpatient treatment stuff. But COVID was pretty much, we were at the end of that. So
Gotcha. Have you ever been in the military?
there wasn't a lot of work. No, sir.
No, never in the military. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No, sir.
Have you ever filed for disability or workers' compensation?
Nope.
Nope. All righty. And then, other than any other minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, sir.
Perfect. Perfect. Could I go ahead and get the property address, or excuse me, the doctor, the hospital, excuse me again. Can I get the hospital that diagnosed you?
Our Lady of the Lake.
You say that one more time?
Our Lady of the Lake.
Gotcha.
My radiation oncologist was Dr. Catherine Castle.
Dr. Castle. It's like a castle, castle, Perfect, perfect.
Catherine, KATHERINE.
That's her first name. Perfect, perfect. Thank you. And now the Our Lady of Lake Regional, is that in Baton Rouge?
Yes, it is.
Is that at the 5000 Hennessy Boulevard in Baton Rouge?
It's sure. Wow. Yeah. How'd you know
I just Googled it actually, and that's got that happened to be the first one to come, that came up.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Perfect, perfect. All righty, give me one moment just so I can go ahead and put all this stuff down for you. And how would you say the lymphoma impacted your life?
I'm a single parent, and it was rough. It was rough going for a minute there. You know what I mean? I consider
Right.
myself to be a miracle. You know what I mean? I give God all the glory because, my little girl's 15. I can see that. You know what I'm saying? I don't have parents, and I wasn't sure I was gonna make it.
Wow.
It's been 2 years. I've been cancer free, and I'm gonna be around my little girl graduate. You understand?
Right, there you go. There you go.
So it was rough. When you, I mean, I'm relatively young. I didn't. Coming face to face with the fact that, I might not be here was, a kick in the gut, bro. I didn't, you know what I mean?
Right.
When you're facing your own mortality, it makes you appreciate the time you have left. I lost a lot of weight, but I got that back, and I lost a lot of hair, but, I can pull the bald thing off pretty good. And it
Man.
just didn't take my joy for still being here. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I can tell. I
But
mean,
I was scared, man. I was scared for a minute.
No, it's a blessing, blessing that, you're still here and every day, right? It's just as long as you're appreciative, right? It just kind of makes everything that much better. So it's a blessing you're
Yep,
here,
as long as my teenager keeps teenaging, it's all good, Waiting
Wow,
on me to finish up so I can take her trick or treating, so.
it's amazing. It's amazing. Amen. Amen. Thank God you're still here. Can I ask you, do you have
I didn't
do you
even know this was a thing.
And I don't think a lot of people do, not a lot of people do until they see, an ad like you did, right? But a lot of people I talk to, they always tell me, they always had an idea that, something came from this, from spraying Roundup, but they just never could prove it, or they just never knew if it was actually true. So, it's kind of like, a blessing that, you even clicked on the ad, right? That you were even on Facebook to begin with. So things happen for a
Yeah, I
reason.
was checking out girls and, stumbled across the little ad. I'll be honest with you, I just thought it was bad luck. I didn't know it could even be a possibility that the Roundup I was using could have impacted me like that, And I used it for years. You know what I'm saying? It was a good shortcut. Because I live on an acre of land. I got a lot of land, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I was using it twice a month to clear my sidewalks and my ditches down. A part of my riding mower and the weed eating and all the other stuff, it's a whole Saturday just to get out there and cut grass and stuff. You feel me?
Right, do all that, yeah.
And at least I've built up enough. I can through therapy and whatnot, I can get back out there and cut my own grass again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's good.
Which I'm very grateful for. Like, you don't realize the little stuff you miss until you can't do it. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I
now,
hear you.
I have a Cane Corso. He's 137 pounds, bro. There was a time where I could have got on a sled and she could pull me around. You know what I mean? I was 156 pounds at one point when I went through the chemo and shit. You know? So now that I'm back at my natural weight, you know, most people can't hardly even tell that, you know, I went through that, which I'm grateful for. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yep, yep, yep.
I'm grateful to still be here.
Yep.
I'm be thinking about that all night. You ask me how did it affect me? It you know, that's a heavy question. I don't think I've been asked that.
Can I ask you? Do you have your medical records?
Oh, the hospital does.
The hospital
sure.
does.
I don't have a vehicle, and it wasn't something that I kept on me. But I am absolutely sure that they are at the hospital, and you have my permission and consent to get those records and do with whatever you need to.
I appreciate that. Could I go ahead and get a date that you were treated, that you had any type of chemo, stem cell, radiation, anything?
Yeah. I would say because my diagnosis was the middle of October, so October 21st is when I started my treatment.
Gotcha. Okay.
And it was two rounds of chemo in 2 months, not back to back. And then I did 6 rounds of the radiation therapy on my lungs.
Wow.
And that was in 3 months. And, you know, it was only 8 days in the hospital and then 13 or 14 months of outpatient. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I mean, we're just about done here, Julius. Now, I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives this money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
I do not know. Can I think about that?
Absolutely, you can.
Because, I mean, my daughter's only 15, so can I put her down?
If you want to, absolutely.
Yeah. My daughter, Aaliyah Scales.
Okay. And you say her name's Aaliyah?
Aaliyah, like the singer, A-L-I-Y-A.
And now her phone number?
Give me 1 second to
okay.
go through my phone. Isn't that sad that I don't know my daughter's phone number?
I mean, I don't
I
know.
I think
my
it's 225.
225.
500-4091, if I'm not mistaken.
Alrighty. And is it okay if we call her just in case we cannot get a hold of you?
Yeah, she's only 15.
Gotcha.
She's in school during the day. So.
And I wanted to know as well, like, this case and, like, how this is a process as well. It's not something that will kind of just be over in, like, a month, right? This will be something that could take, like, a year, could take 2 years. So, I mean, to be truthful, I mean, by the time, you know, she's 16, 17, you know, you guys might receive this money. And, you know, you can even think about maybe, you know, if you can't send her to college with it, you know, things like that. But I just, you know, I definitely want to be very transparent. And I want you to know this is not like a class action lawsuit. So a class action lawsuit, you'll have one attorney, you know, kind of working on like multiple cases. And then you'll probably get paid out maybe like $10, right? $100. It's very minimum. But with this, we call this a mass tort. And so a mass tort, it's actually, you know, you're going to have that one attorney. You're going to have that one person kind of working on your case. And the payout's way bigger. So what I would honestly recommend as well is after this phone call, you know, just Googling the average payout for Roundup, you know, cases. and just see, you know, just kind of see, you know, what's out there for you. You know, because this is, it's a big deal. You know, it's affected a lot of people. You know, some
Really?
people, you know, passed away and things like that. So this is a big deal. And I'm definitely, you know, I'm glad that you clicked on that Facebook ad, you know, because I think, you know, as many people as possible need to get on this. And it's crazy because they're still, you know, selling Roundup in stores, things like that. So, you know, with the more people that we can have on the case and kind of bring a bigger light to it, you know, the better. So I definitely appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
No problem at all. I just want to go
So you
ahead.
said about a year or two?
Right. So it's not like a, you know, a month process or anything like that. And yeah, this could take, you know, like a year, could take 2 years, just depending on, you know, really your case and how fast everything kind of goes, right? Getting medical records, things like that. A big portion of it and everything like that will happen fairly soon in terms of, you know, the lawyers actually getting to work with you. And so once you actually talk to the attorneys, and you will talk to the attorneys within, I would say a week and a half, you'll talk to the attorneys, and then I'm going to give you all of their information as well, so you know what attorneys you're working with, so you have their phone numbers. But yeah, it could take like, you know, a year or so. But when you talk to them, you know, just, you know, ask them about that, because they'll have better insight than, you know, I would, especially with them actually being the attorneys.
Okay.
Alrighty. So I do just want to go ahead and verify this information here just one more time, just to make sure everything is accurate. And you know, once we, so I send this up to attorneys, everything is, you know, easy, smooth process here for you. And so I
Right
do.
now, I'm the sworn year. I got a 15-year-old dying to go get candy,
Gotcha. We're almost done here.
so.
We're almost done here. Alrighty. So you were diagnosed 10/14/2021. You were, your property address that you sprayed it, and the property address you live at, 63445 Bayou Jacob Road in Plaquemine, Louisiana, 70764. You sprayed Roundup for 8 years. You are a citizen of the United States. You spell your name Julius, last name Carlin, Carlin. Your date of birth is 2/22/1977. Last four of your social, 0915. Your email address, juliuscarlin@gmail.com. You sprayed Roundup roughly 2 times a month. You started 2013, stopped in 2021. See here. You are currently employed as well. See, never had, you know, never been convicted of crime or anything like that. You were diagnosed by Dr. Castle at the 5000 Hennessy Boulevard in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and that hospital is Our Lady of Lake Regional Medical Center. And then you did have treatment. You started your treatment roughly 10/21/2021. And then we do have your daughter, Aaliyah, here as your emergency contact. Did that all sound correct to you? All righty.
That's all good.
Let me, are you familiar with DocuSign?
I'm sorry.
Are you familiar with DocuSign?
DocuSign?
Correct.
Yeah, I've done that a couple of times for my taxes.
Perfect, perfect. So I'm going to send you over to DocuSign. I know you have your daughter, and you know she wants to go. So I'm just going to send that over to you. When you have time, go ahead and take a look at it, and get that signed. By signing that, that actually gives us, you know, the authority to go ahead and pull the medical records from the hospital, things like that. So it, you know, it gives the law firm basically the go ahead. So whenever you can, get that
All right.
signed. Send that back over. I'm going to send you a text right now as well. It's going to come from my direct line. It will come from a 949 number. Let's see this, Pulaski. And the law firm you're working with is Pulaski Law Firm. They're out of Texas.
Okay.
And then my name one more time, Harold King. I'm in California. So you can go ahead and save me in your phone just in case I might need anything in the future, or if you need anything from me, just any updates or anything like that down the road. Yeah, save my number in, that
That's
way you
funny.
have it. Okay.
My male Connie Corso is named King Roscoe.
Oh, really?
That's funny. Harold king. He's 160 pounds, bro.
That's a big dog, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I got him from Italy, and I got the female from Texas.
Nice, nice. I have a pit terrier. He's pretty big himself.
Come on. Yeah, well, as soon as my daughter started liking boys, I started getting dogs.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All righty. Well, whenever you have that time, dude, let's go ahead and get those signed. And then if I don't have them, you know, by tomorrow, by the time I get in, I'll just send you a call or text you to see if you need any help or anything like that.
As soon as I get in tonight.
Perfect.
Take care of that, bud.
I appreciate that. Do you have any questions, comments, concerns for me, anything?
No, sir.
All righty, Julius. Well, I do appreciate your time. You have a blessed rest of your day. And if you do need anything, you know, give me a call, okay? Happy Halloween to you.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you. You have a blessed night.